I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on the Windspeaker Radio Network. I truly appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate you having me.
The ultimate Alberta bucket list. 100 things that every Albertan or Canadian truly has to experience. I'm curious, when you were putting together the list, did you actually go through and do all of these?
No, that's the kind of funny story. It started with a tweet. I had put out a list of 50 places in Alberta and asked, how many have you been to? I realized that I hadn't been to most of these places myself.
Neither have I. I've seen the list. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get out of my house.
Yeah, exactly. And so I kind of made it a personal thing where I decided that I'm going to try to conquer all of these. It might take me a few years, but so far I've gotten about 20 of them done.
And what's your favorite so far out of the 20 you've done?
I would probably say I love Jasper and Banff. So
yeah.
Anything there that I've done is, I mean, that's so typical. But, I mean, also everything in Edmonton. I love my city. So,
have you been to the Torrington Gopher Museum?
No, not yet.
Oh, no, buddy, you got to go.
Have you been?
Oh, yeah. It's a must attend. I took my daughters there when they were probably 2 and 5.
And
they still talk about it to this day. These little dioramas with goofy little gophers in different poses and stuff. It's one of those places where you can't really believe you're looking at what you're looking at. And then you're like, well, it's only a couple of bucks. And it got me to Torrington.
Yeah, there's nothing else like it. So
let's talk about some of your favorites across the province.
I guess some of the ones that I haven't done yet that I'm really looking forward to, I would say Wood Buffalo National Park. That one's just so massive. It's the biggest national park in the country, and I just can't believe that I haven't been anywhere near there. And in fact, I don't know anybody who has. It just seems like a really cool place to explore.
Okay.
Waterton is another one. I can't believe I haven't been there either, at the bottom of the province.
You and I are going to have to do some of these together because I haven't been to any of these either.
You're not the only one. There's so many people I talk to who haven't been to so many of these places.
You know what we'll do? We'll get a mini bike and we'll do it Dumb and Dumber style.
I don't know about that, but we'll see.
What about the Red Rock Canyon?
No, I haven't done that one, but I was just talking to a friend about that, actually. He said that's a must. He said he was just there not that long ago.
And that's down into the Drumheller area, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I noticed in the book you've also got a spooky kind of haunted spots tour that you can take as well. I didn't realize we had so many haunted spots.
Yeah, there's 8 travel bingo pages in the book. And so there's 8 different things. There's craft beer, there's foodie, there's museums, and then there's haunted spots in Alberta. And yeah, like you just said, I had no idea there were so many haunted spots in the province. But I think that'd be a really fun one for the Halloween around Halloween.
Oh, for sure. Do you know which place is supposedly the most haunted? Or
a lot of people say the Fairmont in Banff is the most haunted. That makes a lot of top 10 lists across the country, let alone Alberta.
You just gave me the shivvies. Like, everything just kind of stood up on the back of my neck. Because isn't it like some sort of woman that walks around in a white dress or something?
That's what I've heard, but I doubt it. But, you know, it'll just be fun just to go there one day at Halloween and check it out. Tour the place at nighttime and see what you can see.
Yeah, and with my luck, I'd actually see something, and I'd be out of that place in a heartbeat.
Yeah, exactly.
What about a big thing tour? Have you ever considered doing that? You know, visiting all the big things across the province, whether it's the sausage or the Pasanka or the giant lure.
Yeah, there's a list of all the giant roadside attractions in there as well, and that's definitely something I want to do. I would love to take a tour across the whole province and knock down every one of those. I've seen a bunch of them already, but there's still so many I haven't seen.
Which ones have you been to?
I've been to the giant sausage, the pierogi, the Easter egg, dragonfly. Not as many as I thought, I guess.
So even you are using your book as a little checklist on things you have to check out.
Yeah, because you can journal on one page to each of the spots, 100 spots, and write about your experience at them, and that's what I'm doing as I go.
I love it. What a great gift idea. Where can we find the book?
It's available at Audrey's, the former Ticks on the Square. It's now called Edmonton Art Society.
Okay.
Downtown, and it's online on Amazon.
It's the ultimate Alberta bucket list. Emil Tiedemann, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know we've only just scratched the surface, but people got to get your book and get it quick.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this.